gripping the wheel, his knuckles went white with desire, the wheels of his Mustang exploding on the highway like a slug from a 45. True death, 400 horsepower, maximum performance, piercing the night. This is Black Friday on the Perfect Pour.
Fucking White Zombie, man.
Fucking White Zombie.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nicky.
I'm the other fucking guy.
It's Bells. Bells is back. The bearded brewer can't make it again. Busy doing beer work.
He's getting his beer braided.
Yeah,
beard braiding. He went to beard braiding school.
French braided.
And so we had to have the one and only Bells from Dorktown Podcast.
I'm just a seat filler. I'm just here to fill seats.
All the ladies.
Yes.
For the ladies.
You're here for
great,
the ladies.
You're a great right hand guy.
Thanks. Yep.
So this is the equivalent of an award show.
Yeah, been helping other dudes get laid since 1988.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us again. We're going to hang out and talk about craft beer, like always. Except this time we're not in a craft beer tasting room. Bill's crashed that one, too.
Yeah, just happened to be there.
Listen to episode 71, House of Pendragon. We went to House of Pendragon. So, yeah, that was a thing.
I like to walk up and down the strip mall.
Just hope that somebody's podcasting inside.
If there's any action going on.
People just hand you dollars and like you're a homeless guy.
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, here you go, man. Sorry about that.
I'll get an ice cream.
Can a guy just walk around? Jesus Christ.
So I'll walk over and I'll get an ice cream over at the Sonic.
Oh, the Sonic.
And then I'll walk back up and down the strip again.
Yeah. Just waiting for a beer or beer, someone beer shows opportunity.
Up. Good times.
Homeless
good
times. Guy hands you so, his 40.
Pre-drinking. We had a pre-Pliny. Bells is nice enough to bring over a Pliny.
You know Bells is in town when there's Pliny around.
That's right. It's happy times.
That's all you have. I thought, you know. Like, I thought you might go into a Pliny rant there, but I was wrong.
What do I need to rant about?
I don't know, man.
People know I've got the Pliny power.
Yeah, they do. Like, that guy's got the Pliny power.
I do.
Pliny control?
Become his friend.
I went from a fridge that could barely shut because there was too many bottles.
Whoa.
Here comes the rant.
To 5 bottles left.
Uh-oh. That's good. You're drinking them fresh.
Yeah.
Like Vinny would want.
I did. I've been very generous with this last
shipment. Yeah, you have.
Shipment.
You've been brought a lot over here. Really bumped up my Pliny shelf quite a bit.
it's now bowing from the weight.
That Pliny shelf is just looking nice and full and hearty.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
If you could have sex with any of these beer bottles,
mm-hmm.
which beer bottle would you have sex with?
The Pliny.
That would be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Just immediately.
Although, that would be a palate wrecker if you had sex with Pliny. And then you're like, what other bottle is going to be any good after that?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So then we had a Moylan's Hopsicle Imperial IPA. Triple hopped. It's a 9.2% IPA.
I think they should call it a maltsicle.
Ooh, too malty for Bells.
A little more malty for my taste. Yeah, I can appreciate it. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was going to be a hop bomb, as they say.
Yeah.
Dry and bitter, and no, there's a lot of malt going in there.
Carbally malt. We also had Almanac's Farm to Barrel Series Dark Sour Pumpkin Ale. Mm-hmm. That one was something, huh?
That was a beer.
$11 bottle.
It was enjoyable.
All right.
Wow. I passed on that one.
You wouldn't even try it. That's how Bell's is so against it. Wouldn't even try it.
Guess I probably didn't miss out on much.
Well, is there still some in there, Bell's? I think probably.
Oh, I definitely didn't miss out on much.
You can try it. Oh, there's somebody sneaking into the
podcast
group beer fridge.
We can't see around the corner anymore.
I know. We've got a box wall happening in the studio.
Yeah.
Somebody was sneaking into the beer fridge. We don't know what happened.
Darn cat.
Get out of there. My cat loves beer. So there you go. Caught up on what we were drinking before we started recording. Now we need to open up a new beer.
Oh.
Got a couple of choices here.
All right.
What we got, Nick?
Well, I was waiting for Bell's to pick
one out. I can't see.
I'm just a guest.
You're a guest.
Whatever you open, I will drink.
Guest allowed to open beer. One I've been waiting to try. Here we go.
Oh.
The New Belgian and Perennial. So Lips of Faith series collab. Salted Belgian chocolat. Stout. Brewed in the USA.
This is brewed in the USA.
Just in case you were wondering. This ain't no foreign beer.
Damn straight. Yeah, this was a looking out for me just because I saw when it got announced, the bottle is just a cool looking bottle. And there's some cool things in there, so.
And apparently salted chocolate is all the rage right now in the foodie world.
Right.
And so when that happens, of course, the beer
is like, the beerists, well, we can do that.
We can do that.
Like the chocolate salty balls.
This is more bitter than the Hopsicle, I have to say.
Wow.
Bells, I think you might actually relatively enjoy this.
Hoppy?
It's not 9%. It's bitter.
It's the one you've seen with the salt shaker salting chocolate squares. It's a cool bottle.
Very cool bottle.
It'll look good on their beer wall. Bells, you have any thoughts?
It's pretty rich. It's like a dessert beer. Almost.
Right. Yeah.
Very much.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a heavier, just enjoy in small doses type of beverage.
Yeah.
It's like the kind that if you drink too much of it, like your shit will solidify.
Mm.
You can't take a crap.
One of those.
Turns into a giant.
Plugs up your system,
turns into a big Tootsie Roll inside. It just won't come out.
And it just sits there. Yeah. And then you're screwed.
Yep.
Round Robert
Tito. And you got to stay. Robert Tito's in the salad bar, and you'll be good.
You'll be. Right, balance that right back.
Yeah, right as rain. So, yeah, I don't know. I like it.
Good.
I'm liking this.
It's a stout. I'm not a stout guy, but I'm liking it. Yeah, I always defer to Nick when it's a stout. Oh. Is this good?
Is this good? I don't know.
I taste the hints of chocolate. I taste the little saltiness to it.
It's hiding under there. There's not a lot of it.
It's got a nice smooth.
Smooth. This has a date of.
It's got a nice burnt smell, you know. Whatever you want to call that. You smell it? I call it burnt. I don't know what you call it. It's
effing burnt.
Roasted.
Yes, that would be the fancy.
A well-roasted.
Toasted.
Oh, scent. There you go.
Toasted chocolate.
Yeah, this is like roasted.
Not like burning tires. Roasted. Burnt. What else? Tires.
Campfire.
Old polecat. Sitting out in the sun all day.
This could almost be been said like it could have been aged in a barrel.
We're getting a barrel, huh?
We'll get a little wine finish.
Wow.
I'm
not getting that.
Bell's coming through with the palate. There is a really sweet red wine flavor to it.
In the end.
The very end.
Yeah, there's a cherry. There's a reference to cherry in their description, so.
Cherry pie, a little warrant.
Not sure they're referencing warrant.
That girl doesn't look the same anymore.
That cherry pie girl just.
She's not.
You seen her lately?
She's not preserved like the.
She's a cherry slurpee now.
The fruit filling that she's named after, huh? Yep.
So, friend Reggie was texted me that he saw the Guinness Blonde Lager that's out there. Have you guys seen it out and about yet?
Oh.
That Guinness did a blonde.
I thought you were talking about an actual person.
No. Beer.
Didn't they do a commercial for
it's
it?
A beer. No, I haven't seen a commercial, but. Yeah,
I didn't see anything.
But he texted me. He found a six pack of it, and it's $16 six pack where he found it. That Guinness Blonde Lager.
Holy shit!
$16 for the six pack.
Six pack.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it was. He found that. But like, holy shit!
Did they not know what it was?
I guess I don't know.
This must be craft beer.
Like, this is a rare craft beer. Let's put it at 16.
That's how much Sculpin is for a six pack.
Yeah, Sculpin, but this is Guinness, a Guinness Blonde Lager.
It's for Guinness.
Yeah.
It was owned by probably Budweiser.
Yep, probably. So I haven't had that yet, but I guess if somebody has, I'm not going to buy it, but if somebody has it, I'll try it.
You'll have to go to Whole Foods and wait for a single to show
up on
the bottom shelf.
Yeah, that's possible.
Get it for $2.
Keep an eye on that single shelf at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Once in a while. It seems very thin anymore.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep that down to a minimum.
Like, nothing interesting anyway.
Yeah.
But I guess people don't bring back things uninteresting.
Yeah.
We'll see how. Yeah.
Well, unless you're Costco.
Yeah, Costco. I hear it.
They're like one of the only ones that have hop notch.
Yeah, that's true. I don't see it anywhere else, really. I spotted on the social medias. I spotted Shafiq from Pita Kebab. Yeah, the Visalia's pita owner of Pita Kebab. He was at the Santa Andreas Rustic Ales.
I've seen quite a few people visiting there lately.
Yeah, he was doing a bottle share there.
Wow.
I mean, he's at Sante doing a bottle share, and he had Kern's Winter Ale. I didn't know Kern River Brewing had a Winter Ale, and they're bottling it.
Wow.
And he had that sharing at Sante.
Did he get a hand job afterwards?
I don't know. Allegedly. Have you gone there yet, Bills?
Have I got a hand job there?
Yeah. No. Have you gone to Santa Darius?
No, I have not.
Oh. Aaron hasn't pulled you in there?
Nope. He pulled me in at discretion. I wasn't impressed.
Oh, you weren't impressed with discretion.
No.
I like discretion, all right?
That was they had one good beer.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Did you tell him? Like, you got one good beer.
I didn't have to tell him.
Did you try all the beers?
I tried a good majority of the ones that I would want to try.
Ah.
And they weren't good.
Didn't like them.
Hopefully you threw everyone down and broke the glass.
I didn't.
Not good.
I didn't break the glass. Just splash it on the bartender's face.
Not good.
Terrible. It's just piss.
Terrible.
You are in disgrace.
You are now in this disgrace.
He's like, oh, shit. I had a customer shame me today. I'm in disgrace. They had a black rye IPA that was pretty
nice. That sounds crazy.
That is a good one.
That one was
the
only good one that they had.
I wouldn't
if
see
I
were,
if I was to go back there, that's what I would order. Nothing else.
Nothing else, bitch.
Just that.
This is all I'm getting. Don't try and sell me on your taster, motherfucker.
I'm hopefully going to...
Give me a pitcher.
I'll hopefully have a six-pack medley of some Portland beer.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I have my brother-in-law coming down for Thanksgiving, and I didn't get to him in time to, like, request.
No Portland treats.
No Portland treats.
Or no, Portland. Where's he?
Double Mountain. Double Mountain. Double Mountain's out in Hood River. And but you can get bottles of Double Mountain in Portland. And that's my favorite Oregon brewer. And
you have two empty growlers.
Double Mountain. See if Piper can get some Double Mountain, bro.
Will you give me pee-pee touch?
Yeah. Two, for Double Mountain?
Two pee-pee touch?
Two? Depends how much Double Mountain we're talking about.
There's a ratio of Double Mountain to two.
Well, you think about that. Get back to me.
I believe he is.
Some other news here. Did you see that craft beer? Did you see this? See this in the news?
Of course.
Craft beer is now out barreling Budweiser.
Yeah.
Just past Budweiser in barrels.
They just
past? Budweiser is producing 16 million barrels or something like that. And, or 16,000 barrels. I don't know. 16 something.
Numbers.
And craft beer is producing 16.1.
So that's all the craft beers against Budweiser?
All of craft beer versus Budweiser.
Okay.
All of craft beer just now matches Budweiser, essentially.
Yeah, I didn't read that chart at all. I thought it was sales, not production.
It's barrels,
It's barrels, okay.
So, that's good.
So there you go.
Who wants to drink shitty beer, man?
Nobody.
Well, if it's like a population next year, that'll be double.
Yeah? Ooh. You think, yeah. How much more will it be next year?
Because if all the craft brewers are making equal now, if all of them made two beers, that would double it, right? Because Budweiser's not going to make another beer. They're just like, we'll buy more
well,
beer.
Well, yeah, they'll buy more.
They're going to continue to make the same.
But there's that right. Black Crown, bro.
Black Crown, bro. And Strawberita. Maybe they'll do Kiwi Rita next year.
Yeah, Kiwi Rita. Yep. Figurita.
Belgian Schalted Rita.
Lemon Rita.
They got Pitbull.
They got Pitbull. They're fine. Don't worry about them.
Bacon Rita. They're going to do a bacon beer next year. Watch. That's my prediction for 2015. Budweiser does a bacon beer.
Bacon beer. Well, that probably be... I think I want to try that.
It'd be interesting.
Eggs Benedict beer.
Do you see that Sculpin is putting the Ballast Point is putting. See the Sculpin? Might as well just call Ballast Point Sculpin.
Ballast Point.
Yeah. Ballast Point is putting their grapefruit Sculpin in cans now.
Yeah.
Putting in cans, man. I hope that means there's going to be more of it like available because we don't get grapefruit Sculpin here.
You think that's a big enough a hit? They're going to make it a staple, huh?
Well, if they're putting it in cans, that means like.
Yeah.
That's like going to be now one of their flagship, not flagship, but.
But yeah, big enough big production beers. Run to can.
Well, I haven't tried it.
They're all, oh, the grapefruit? Yeah.
Is it like having Fresca?
Yeah, it's a Fresca.
Fanta.
It's a you little bit. Fanta. Yeah. Mellow yellow.
Girls like pop out and start dancing for you.
Oh, yeah, the Fanta girls. Damn it.
Tab.
We all miss them.
Can I get a tab? You want a tab? You got to order something. God damn it!
I did.
But I thought I did.
Order a tab. You got to order something. Damn it!
All right, we have voicemail line 559-492-0542, and we like to hear from listeners talking about beer, whatever beer that's going on in their town, a beer that they were caught drinking, a beer that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast stuff. We don't care. Just call 559-492-0542. Same one you can call Bells on with Dorktown.
Leave me nasty messages.
Yeah, leave them nasty. You should hear the dirty messages on Dorktown. But we get beer messages on Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
They're dirty too. Dirty beer messages. Dirty beer winch messages.
Hey, Perfect Pour, you, Jacob. Or Jake from State Farm. Just listening to you guys' episode this week. And, you know what? I just wanted to comment some stuff on the Bacon and Beer Festival. I did work that event. I was there pouring in the VIP section for Tioga. It was an amazing event. They had a really nice VIP section, which was catered. Some awesome food. Mm-hmm. One note that I would like to say is the brown ale that Tioga brought was the maple bacon Ottomans.
Ooh.
And it was amazing.
Okay.
Stu had it in a firkin there, and it went really fast. And I ran over there because the VIP was separate from the regular general public.
Hell yeah,
it was. I had to go over there, switch off with Master Brewer Justin, and we took turns to go try it, and we also try cake, which is rush hour with vanilla and coconut.
Get to try.
And then I was really surprised. They also served New Belgium was there. Of course, they weren't actually there, but the people were there supporting it, and they had Latourie, the sour, on tap, which is amazing. And I went there like 10 times because I love sours. And might as well just get my cup full of that while I'm working. And overall, great beer festival. They definitely could use more restrooms. People were complaining about that. And overall, it was a great experience. Would love to do it again. I know Tioga was a big hit there. We also, co-sponsored that. So,
Were.
All right, guys. Hope to see you guys on the podcast soon. Again, with our new Imperial Pumpkin brewing. All right, buddy. See you later.
Cheers, Jake from State Farm.
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so. Thanks, she's Jake, for that report down in Bakersfield.
Not a very attractive
beer and bacon festival.
Beer and bacon.
Apparently, Tioga was a big hit down there.
So now.
Bringing beers that we don't get. Thanks.
Maple.
Thanks, Matt.
Bacon Ottomus.
Yeah, maple bacon
Ottomus. That's even more interesting. I thought it was just a brown. Makes sense because they just brewed a big old batch of the Ottomus. So they mapled it and baconed it.
They mapled it.
Got it. Cool.
Thanks, Jake, for the call in.
They pour some pancake syrup in there.
They did. They tapped a tree like they do in old Canada.
Kanana.
Little Aunt Jemima.
We still got some voicemails.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Sunny Select.
Hey, guys. James, Bakersfield. You guys talked about the Bakersfield Bacon and Craft Beer Festival last episode. We're just going to give you a little bit of insight on that as well as the other guy did. Event went pretty well. There was some good beer out there. At least if you were in honor section, I brought out the Mocha Merlin from Firestone, back home gingerbread stout from Golden Road, gorgeous. From Hangar 24, Le Serrois from New Belgium Brewing, and I also brought out the Harvest Ale from Barrel House.
It cut off. Google Voice cut off on him.
He was off to a good start. That was a solid lineup. He's
throwing out shit right there.
I have had the Mocha Merlin.
Oh, I was going to ask. Yeah, you've had the Mocha Merlin?
Yeah.
How did you have that?
Das Beer House.
How you have,
get this. It puts in mouth.
Why you put in mouth?
Das Beer House had a keg of it, so I didn't have to get suckered into buying that four pack of three crappy beers and one unique beer. not crappy, just not to my liking.
Right.
I mean, Union Jack's okay, Wookiee Jack's okay, DBA.
Whoa, not a DBA fan.
No.
Look out.
And I was like, wow, you guys got this on tap? And Skip was down there.
Okay.
Beer tending
for the Skip. Afternoon. Doing good at DOS.
And so he's like, yeah, you got to try that. So it was a good beer. Not worth the $16 four pack, but a good variation of Velvet Merlin.
All right.
It's no Velvet Merkin.
It's not like the OG.
No.
Thank you, James. 559-492-0542. This one, I don't know. I have no idea if this, because the Google Voice will give you a transcript, but it's just like, it's so off from what it actually is that you have to kind of like figure out what they're saying. And this one, I have no idea. So this could be for another podcast. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Usually it's for boiler. Hey, can you hear me?
I'm driving. Did I hear correctly? I was driving on the road last night listening to the House of Pendragon podcast anniversary. Excuse me. I just wanted to have like technical difficulties. I heard my son going, "Hey guys, can you hear me?" Tell me I wasn't like having an LSD flashback or something. That really happened, didn't it? Hey, cool. So that's what I was calling about. Hey, I'm on my way to get my hair cut. You're going to recognize me when you see me again. It's all coming off. I'm going to keep growing a beard, though. Maybe someday I'll catch up with the bearded girl. Maybe. Someday. Anyway, the people that are here, guys, they're driving!
Scotty B giving us an update on his hair.
Scotty B wins voicemail.
He got his hair cut. And then he noticed that his voice was implanted in the House of Pendragon episode. Because when we did the episode, I didn't bring an extension cord. And so we had to, they didn't have ready available outlets for us in the spot we wanted to record in. But they had these outlets like way above the place. And so we had to get Matt to go reach up to these plugs to plug us in. And then apparently there was a plug that's related to the suite next door. And the suite next door closed up shop and shut down their power. And shut our power off halfway through the podcast. And then so we had to meld while we figured out power for the next half of the podcast. I had to put in something that kind of bridged the two.
Nice.
And it was like this little funky thing I did, and I used some of Scotty B's "Hey guys, I'm driving." I implanted it in there to make it sound creepy, but
apparently I did not listen to the last
episode. Yeah, come on, dude.
Damn.
So Scott, at least Scotty B noticed. That's no cool. One else did.
Nobody else.
That's what Scotty was talking about.
Going Thanks. Back to listen. Scotty B.
Scotty B. God, Nevin. The Gotta best, check man. This hair. The best. I was been trying to play with Ben Cod drinking. And now I'm like, I was trying to put it into the culture segment, and now I'm just going back to the Bing Cot drinking.
Oh, okay.
And just like normal wise, so basically. And fortunately, Bell's isn't on Untappd, so he can't remember any of the beers he drinks.
I don't know what I've drank.
No, you can't remember anything. You've just been drinking Pliny all week. I've
been drinking Pliny.
It's not hard to remember when there's only one. And,
Blind Pig.
Yeah.
Bastard. Actually, I got to
say. We did drink last week. We had the...
you did bring a Blind Pig.
Cascaderade.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Went out for my birthday.
IPL. That was pretty good.
You did like it?
I liked it.
Okay. I was wondering, because you ordered a second one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was good.
Yeah, you went for a second one.
It was not bad at all. I was pleasantly surprised.
Popolo's Pizza putting on the Sudwerk.
Yeah, they had a Sudwerk tap takeover and they had a bunch left.
Yeah, man. How can you not have good tasting beer to go with good pizza, you know?
Yeah. And I
Popolo's,
like
man.
I like how they put the taps out front, even though the kegs are in back. Yeah, you don't see where the beers come from.
At least they put
from.
The handles out front so you know the handles.
You know it's going to be They're behind the bar, room. Yeah. That's the one...
New beer opening.
The saddest part about Popolo's is they don't have a bar. Like, so if you're eating lunch by yourself, like being a loser or whatever, and there's no bar for you to go sit at and just have a slice and get a beer.
Right.
That's the, I mean, epic salad bar.
Yep.
Epic pizza. Great hot wings. I hope you guys like the hot wings anyway. I did.
Yeah, I did.
And they got the partition that you could remove for extra large parties.
Yep.
Suit you can make.
Just in case it gets crazy.
They have booth and then mega booth.
Yep.
But they don't have a solo area. No solo hanging area.
No. Nope. That's cool. I've been there by myself before. It's cool. Take over a whole booth.
Mikey ain't scared.
I'm cool with it.
Mike ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah. Got a new beer going around.
New beer.
This is a... I saw this at BMO and it's cheap. Oakshire, Oregon Brewer, Oakshire. I believe they're in Portland, but I'm not quite sure. They're in Oregon. I know that. It's an IPA and it's pretty cheap at
Eugene.
BMO. So I'm like, eh.
They're from Eugene, Oregon.
It's a beer I've never had and it's cheap. I got a hit on that. It's from Oregon, they're supposed to be special.
The label's right in the middle. This is halfway cheesy and halfway cool.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it is. It's like a, not a great label, but it's almost cool.
Aroma's good.
Good aroma.
Either that or I poured it in the glass I was drinking Pliny out of.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what I did.
This must have, it's that hop that's got the cat piss hop.
Yeah. And which hop is that? Burnt tire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tasting burnt tire. This is what I expected out of the hopsicle. And this is just a single.
This is not, I mean, it is actually isn't bad for the price. No.
The price and the label say otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I would enjoy that for... I want to say it was like $5, but it might have been bad. $6.
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. For a bomber, it's pretty decent. Good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
You want to jump back to
beer news? Yeah, we're drinking. Oh, you got news?
Beer news.
All right, go.
I didn't know we were moving along quickly.
Sorry, tonight. Man. Sorry.
What the hell?
The hell, man.
He's like, let's get to Thanksgiving already.
Oh, no, I mean, well, I hope everyone enjoyed Thanksgiving.
Let's get to shopping already.
Yeah.
I got a TV to buy at Walmart.
I hope you converted a few people at Thanksgiving.
Yes. You guys like the rooster, the red rooster sauce, as it's called on the,
on the black market? I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You did see that? Sriracha.
Sriracha.
The hottest shit sauce usually found in Chinese places.
Yep.
Rogue Beers is going to make a hot stout, hot
sriracha. They're going to make a...
They're going to put it in the beer.
It's a big hipster hot sauce.
I like spicy beers. This one kind of scares me. I'm a little bit afraid of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The habanero sculpin, good.
Damn hot, though.
Damn hot.
But Marietta. Good. The Walking local, Marietta.
Local fellas know the
Tioga's Marietta. Chili beer. That's damn good.
Good way to drink Fresno both of chili those. Beer. Mix them with the porter.
Oh. Do a little
do
mixing.
A beer blend.
A little blending.
A little blending.
I haven't tried doing that. I still want to try that, doing a Walking Marietta marinade tri-tip with it.
Oh, that would be good.
Uh-huh. Got to try that.
local... Uber local news. So there's a burger joint here in town called Mad Duck.
Oh, okay.
They're
actually
there might be Clovis or Willow and Herndon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe just the other correct. Side of the line.
They're on the Clovis. Right side of the line.
They're on the right. Bells would appreciate
the
that.
Shitty side.
They're opening up a brew pub just east of Fresno State.
Right.
They broke ground today.
Nice.
On their new brew pubs in the that hot little area. I guess it's going to be a living and shopping. Yeah.
There's a theater. Movie theater.
It's from the guys that did River.
It is, huh?
River Park.
Cashin.
Yeah. Not. Oh, okay. Not the Zinkins Cashin?
No, Zinkins. It's now Cashin, and there's another name in there. Lehman and Cashin or something like that.
Well, Fresno's getting more beer.
Fresno's getting more beer.
Damn right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling it a brew pub, I guess, because they have food already.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm guessing
definitely
keep,
what it is.
I'm guessing they're going to keep the food element.
I'm sure.
Well, their food's not bad.
Oh.
Mad Duck's food is not bad at all.
Bells knows of this place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I have been there. The only thing that's a pain in the ass there is it's not like seating, you know? It's first come, first serve.
Yeah,
you're
I
like
hate
fucking,
that shit.
You got a vulture shit.
I hate that shit.
You're like, fuck,
I hate
man.
Vulturing stuff.
Vulturing?
Like, just looking, swooping waiting for in. Something. I think they're leaving. Are you leaving?
Is that a buzzard or is that a vulture?
Both.
It's a little bit of both.
So it's like parking at Fresno State.
Vulture's more aggressive.
Trying to park in the first Vulture, week.
Yeah. Buzzards first week waits for everything to be done. Vulture's a little more aggressive.
Oh, okay.
That's what I say.
Them crooked buzzards. Them crooked vultures. Oh, there's some carbonation in that one.
Wow. That Oakshar is coming back at you.
I feel like I'm in Willy Wonka. Charlie!
What else you got? Anything else?
I wanted to talk about it, but I hate this Black Friday shenanigans. So craft beer is Black Friday-ing. They're catching on to the trend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Black beers?
Beer sales, black beers, private cellar collection sales.
What? Yeah. Like people are like, how are they? How does that work?
So like these people are putting up lists of beer and like, hey, Black Friday, we're going to put all these old rare beers we've been storing forever. We're going to put them up for sale.
Uh-huh.
First come, first serve, online shopping only.
What?
Craft Shack.
Oh, craft just shack, breweries are LA. Doing it.
No, beer retailers are doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like bottle shops and
bottle
shit.
Bottle shops, yeah. They're like putting up these lists of beer, no prices, just lists of what they're going to have available.
That too.
Yeah, and it's all first come, first serve. And it's just weird. I never thought craft beer would
freaking weirdos.
Would swing that way, you know? I mean, I guess it's cool because you're shopping local and like, unless you're going to Budweiser and buying kegs on sale. But Pita Kebab, locally, they're going to have a Black Friday extravaganza.
Huh.
Craft Shack Beer, they're a big Instagram online.
Oh, yeah, craftshack.com or whatever.
Yeah.
Will they send to us? I was wondering about that.
I think they
Craft
will
Shack.
Ship to Fresno, yeah. Oh. You gotta. It's a minimum order, though. You got to buy at least six beers.
Ooh. Got to have a little cash.
And there's no guarantee.
No guarantee?
Yeah, so if something gets broken.
They're like, I don't give a fuck. We sent it.
Yep. That's the downside. Goose Island is releasing a Black Friday beer. Firestone Walker's releasing a Black Friday beer. It's just weird. I never expected that.
Yeah, that seems new. I don't remember that last year at all.
Is Budweiser releasing?
Aged Budweiser?
Aged Budweiser. Stuff we couldn't sell for Super Bowl. Old Super Bowl cans.
Aged.
It's your Super Bowl 32.
Aged in aluminum cans.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've collected one Budweiser.
What?
It was a New Orleans versus San Francisco Super Bowl.
Drink it.
Okay.
You might die.
I probably will die.
You'll probably die.
If I die, you know what happened. I drink
He
drank
that tainted Budweiser.
I have a 1982 Pepsi bottle, commemorative bottle.
Whoa.
1982.
Wow,
commemorative.
Dude. Remember that. If you want to email Bells about his
shit,
bottle.
I've seen that shit on fucking eBay.
Yeah? Fuck, somebody has it out there?
Worth like $6-7, man.
Whoa, dude. You've got that.
I have one.
Don't say Bells doesn't invest. He's an investor.
I have one.
One day,
I'll
dude,
give someone $5 if they'll pop that cap open and down it.
Give them
$5 whole.
Oh, trip. Man. That's,
a Lincoln.
Bring five. It over next time for Dorktown. Bring it over next time for Dorktown. I'd like to make $5 drinking a freaking Pepsi.
Vintage.
1982.
It's vintage.
Yep. It's probably fermented. It's probably an alcoholic Pepsi now.
It's something, all right.
But it is.
It's something.
We need to get a new beer around here. So yeah, that was beer news, right? So
a little more. That's what we get.
Culture. Been caught drinking. Yeah, we went out for my birthday. We went to beer to the people. For I went to there for the first time.
Oh yeah,
beer to the or for the
to the.
I always get this mixed up. Beer to the people.
It could be whatever you want because there's no fucking sign out on the front.
You can call it whatever,
the fuck you want.
I called this place.
I drove right by it.
Hole with beer.
They're like, you're in the right place. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm in the right place.
Who are you?
Do you know me? Do I look familiar to you?
You don't know my pain.
You don't know who I am.
You don't know me. Yeah, we did go to. Well, we tried to go. They were having a Halo tournament, so every seat was full with an ass. So we got our beer and left, which is sad because they had a pretty epic tap list.
They had a nice tap list.
I think
list.
The tap list was better than the fridge selection.
Really? Yeah, it was too packed in there. Too small for us to hang out in. Because we were like looking to like sit down and hang out. And that wasn't going to happen. We're going to just have to stand there. And it was
a bunch of 21-year-olds.
It was just 20-somethings.
Guys
and,
with fucking mustaches and shit.
And like everyone was really cool. Except
there's none of those here.
Except for hipsters. Producer, but I was just like, we'll just get a beer here quick and then we'll go home. And producer Becky basically said in my ear, like, you know, we're not 21. We're get a beer and let's go. And the guy, I guess I didn't catch this, but the guy at the bar heard this and just said, we don't want you here anyway. And
the guy behind the bar?
Yeah, I guess. One of the guys working there.
Or at the bar.
I don't know where in proximity he was.
Oh, okay.
But he heard Becky and who was just like saying this to me. Wasn't like saying it, wasn't meaning it to like go out to everyone like, yeah, this place is only for 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
But he overheard it and said that like, well, we don't need you here anyway. And so that kind of pissed her off, obviously. Like what the fuck? You work here and you're like saying that kind of shit, but.
Punk.
Punk. Little punk.
Good thing Bells didn't hear that.
Yeah. But it was very much like a club meets craft beer.
I'd have slapped the shit out of him.
But everyone was cool to me. Like, I didn't know this happened until afterwards. I was like, what? That happened? Like, I didn't catch it. But other than that, it was cool. And it was just like, it was just not hangoutable. You want to, like, if you're in a craft beer bar, you want to be able to hang out.
Well, it wasn't a huge place to begin with. And then having the tournament, I think.
Which, I get you're trying to get business or what you're trying to drum up whatever, and so I get doing that kind of stuff, so I don't front them for it. But I don't know, Saturday night, isn't it kind of weird night to do on a Saturday night to do like gimmicks, like
that's like
usually your weeknight kind of thing,
Tuesday or Wednesday,
so I don't know. But that is, everyone's really
people to, you don't have people and you want right people.
Maybe they're desperate.
Everyone was super cool, and like it was weird that you get carded when you get in.
That was weird.
You're not used to that in a craft beer bottle shop place.
And you know what else is weird? The owner was standing right behind us, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was just like
out. He was just hanging out.
Hey, that's
I talked to him for a couple minutes and talked to the bouncer for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was just weird. Just like they're cool people, but it's not what you're used to as a craft beer, older craft beer nerd, I guess.
Oh, so we're old is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I am, but...
Fuck you,
I don't want to speak for anyone else, but so yeah, I'll go back there again. I want to go back there again, and I got some cool stuff from there. And one of them is out on the table right now. We got two of them.
They had quite that for Fresno. They had a different selection,
right?
Whether it's what you're looking for or not.
That's adequate. I like just having something different.
Yeah, but they did have quite a different selection. That's where we got the dark pumpkin sour from Almanac,
right? That's one of the pre-beers.
And now we got...
A couple choices here.
Oh, choices.
Well, one is from there. That
Mikeller.
The Mikeller.
Better half.
We had one that other night.
We did.
And then we had the second one because you guys bought me one.
Yes.
I bought one and then you guys bought me one.
This is true.
Because you're cool like that.
That's how we roll.
You and Karen bought me one, so we got that. Make a choice, boys.
I don't give a shit.
Well, yours, this
drink both.
High water.
Oh, hell on high water, huh?
Hell on high water. It's apparently rare. I didn't even know about this beer. What is this, Nick?
It's a seasonal beer from Highwater. No Boundary IPA. And I was like, well, Highwater, you know, hasn't done me wrong yet.
Nope.
A $10 beer.
Wow. Sure you want to open it up for us, little old us?
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, I'm going to drink my heart out in stouts tomorrow, so I brought the IPAs for you guys. 98 points on the rate beer.
Woo.
That's... So I either got a really old bottle or this doesn't come around too often.
All right. I like to hear it.
But it's highly rated and high water recent winners at GABF.
Mm-hmm. For the Campfire Stout.
Mm-hmm. I figured...
Rinsing my glass.
It's got to be worth a shot.
Announcing what you're doing.
Scratching my crotch. What I'm
doing. Looking to scratch my crotch as soon as we're done here.
Shifted in my seat.
My crotch has shifted.
Just to take the wedgie out of my ass.
I'm waiting for Bells to pour his beer.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You do that thing where you pretend to tie your shoe to stretch your crotch out.
As we wait for this beer, just to clean up my been caught drinking, another beer got from Beer to the People, Prairie Standard from Prairie Artisan Ales, the Saison Farmhouse Ale, Hoppy Farmhouse Ale. I remember that being pretty good.
I would agree.
We were pretty toasted. But
we were a thing or two.
Yeah, but I remember that being pretty good. Well, one of my favorite prairies I've had.
I had a Vendetta.
Vendetta.
How'd that go?
It wasn't very good.
Those Vendettas. Do not get them Vendettas. If you're in Fresno and you see a Vendetta in town, don't get it. It's old. I tried twice. I was like, this must be a new one. No. It's not. It's not a new one. Don't get the Vendettas because it's a damn good beer, but not when it's old, apparently. High water, no boundary IPA. Wow, that is a weird...
That is
Do you
weird.
Smell any boundaries?
No. There's no boundaries here, man. I'm going. Going for it.
There's hops in it.
That is, uh-oh. That's odd.
See, I'm thinking this is old.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
There's no date stamp
on it. It's a beer inspired by the diversity of ingredients available to brewers today. We have a united variety selection of ingredients from around the world. Gold producing a beer inspired by the revered IPA, but with a twist on flavors unique to our brewery. What those flavors are, I couldn't tell you.
They're weird.
They're weird, man. On speed, man.
Makes everything just like pow, man.
Yeah, I don't know about this. It's not bad. I don't. It is not
it's
bad.
Not a bad beer,
but
it's
I don't.
A weird beer.
It's weird.
So this was a DOS beer house find.
Oh, you got this at DOS?
Yeah.
All right, good for DOS.
Good thing you didn't pay an extra dollar to drink it there.
What is? I hate freaking. California freaking liquor license laws. It's like, because at Beer to the People, they don't charge. Do they charge a corking fee?
I don't know. I've never had a beer from the fridge.
Yeah, okay. Because DOS Beer House, they charge a corking fee if you want to have the bottle there. Yeah. So I'm sure that's related to whatever permit they have. Because I'm sure they're not doing that just because. I'm sure it's a permit issue. And But then Spokeasy, you don't get charged. No, I don't think I've had a bottle.
I've never had a bottle there either.
Yeah, either, so I don't know.
Ooh.
Research. Maybe it's just a thing. If you're going to have a bottle from a bottle shop that you could drink there, do they all just charge a opening fee?
I think that was adopted from the wine tasting.
I don't think Spokeasy does.
Have you had a bottle? Have you bought a bottle there, though?
Well, yeah, like a small bottle.
And you had it there?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. They do have a bottle and can selection.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like,
I don't think they charge for drinking.
I was thinking a little.
Charge for it.
No, I think you're right.
Hmm. Interesting.
Fresno Brewing Company never did either. If he bought something from the fridge.
Yeah.
That was in a bottle format.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never got charged an extra dollar. Hmm.
Man, I wonder. Well, let's go around town.
Or Gazebo Gardens, for that matter.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Gazebo Gardens. But can you take a bottle home from Gazebo Gardens?
Yes. You
can?
Yes, you can.
Ooh.
Tell them not to open it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just say, oh, I'll take care of it, and then just walk away. It. But then they have a big sign like, don't bring alcohol outside or whatever.
You won't see it.
You won't see shit. I think that's
opened.
Right, open.
Beer. Yeah, you can't wander out in the street with your cup. God. How cool would that be, though, to walk down Van Ness with a beer?
Yeah, or you can do it on Christmas Eve walk night.
You can have an open container.
Well, you can do it.
Technically, it's frowned upon.
frowned upon?
I like that term. Frowned upon means no, but we do this shit anyway.
There is a lot of police presence on those walk nights.
Yeah.
You know what's scary about those nights? You just have a
hot chocolate cup.
Half the police presence are ununiformed, plainclothes cops.
It's scary.
Yeah. So that's what you got to watch out for. The cops you see, double that with plain clothes.
Because the cops I see are just all like stand together in a group and just hang out and bullshit.
Right. They're for
doing anything.
No, they're there for backup. The guys who are calling the shots are the ones in the crowd mingling with everybody. And when they say, go, baby, go.
Take them down. Christmas tree lane.
That's when the uniforms jump.
Cops, in. Christmas tree lane.
Yeah.
Bad boys. What you gonna do? Just all these highlights of takedowns at Christmas Tree Lane.
So what you do is go get a Chipotle soda cup before you go.
There you go. You got to have your beer out of a paper wax soda cup. But
you don't drink beer when you're there. You get some hard liquor.
Uh-huh. It's a hard liquor night.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
The one night you're going to do
hard liquor. It's going to be cold as fuck out there.
Yep.
Might as well have a nice big ass flask.
God, it's so cold.
Some whiskey.
Always cold.
Perfect drink for that.
Oh, man.
It's called the Black Tooth Grin.
Smile, man. This Black Tooth Grin. It's
Crown Royal and Dr. Pepper. Crown Royal and Dr. Pepper.
That sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, been caught drinking.
Yeah.
I think we've kind of, as far as my end, kind of summed it up. Is there anything you have out there, Nick?
Did we sum that up?
Yeah, because Bell's talked about the Cascaderade.
Other than Pliny, that's all you drink.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, I had a
Sherman.
I had one DDH.
Fresh Squeeze IPA. I had a Fresh Squeeze from Deschutes.
I had a Nasty Vendetta.
Nasty Vendetta. DDH. I had a Chase and Freshies from Deschutes.
How did that go?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's got an awesome bottle label. That's awesome. Why I bought it. Bought that at Whole Foods.
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Mine is relatively short.
Yeah. What do you got?
Gillespie Brown Ale from Twisted Manzanita. That was another Dos Beerhouse find. That was a really good brown ale. Hoppy brown.
Mm-hmm.
Imperial brown ale. Double brown. That was rather enjoyable. Lagunitas brought back the Hairy Eyeball Ale. I didn't like it as much this year as I remember liking it last year. So I don't know if that's if the beer changed or if my palate changed.
You've gotten older.
I've gotten older and wiser. Had some barrel aged Narwhal Imperial Stout.
I had that too. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Finally.
Finally had some everything to you.
Beverage. More birthday celebration.
What else did I have? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had Pliny too.
I had quite a few Pliny.
Yeah, Pliny.
And a blind pig. Which I like better.
Oh, likes blind pig. Yeah, several people like blind pig better than Pliny.
There's one in the fridge.
Why is that not out here?
Hey, he can come out.
I don't know.
I was trying to look out for Bells, but hey, he threw it out there. So now somebody's got to go get that blind pig.
Had a damnation from Russian River.
Where did you have that?
I brought that home from my last Bay Area trip.
Oh.
Back in September.
You just been aging it, huh?
Yeah, just been hanging on to it for the right occasion.
Yeah.
And had my cousin stop by last Saturday, help me out with a project around the house. I was like, hey, let's crack this one open.
It's a good gift for helping out.
Kind of thank you for helping out. So I cracked open the damnation. He never had any Russian River before.
Idiot.
I know, we need to get him. Actually, he's had Pliny before, so I take that back. But he never had the damnation. He didn't know they made anything else, but...
They make something else?
Yeah.
That's Bell's. He's like, they make blind pig and Pliny.
Yeah.
That's it.
A bunch of other beers that end with T-I-O-N.
Yeah. Oh, and at my Popolo's beer was the Martzen from Sudwerk.
Oh, yeah.
I did the Martzen with the pizza.
Look at you. Yeah, paired it up.
Did
it pair up all right?
It did. Oh, you know what? Paired up was the hot wings paired up better than the pizza did.
Oh.
The Martzen was really sweet.
Martzen with hot wings.
It needed something spicy and bold to cut through it.
All right. I get that. Well, one thing I did forget on the Bangkok drinking was we went to Steal the Glass Night at Eureka Burger.
Mm.
And it was Green Flash.
The Green Flash?
And they had Soul Style was one of the IPAs they had.
Yeah.
And then they had their white IPA. And I was like, oh, I've never tried a Soul Style. I'll get a Soul Style. But Untappd says I did try Soul Style. I don't remember trying it, but Untappd says, yeah, you already checked into this asshole. But it was fine. But what I just noticed is like, because we had tried to come for Hoppy Hour before Hoppy 6, hour. You get the, $2 off.
Pints, I hear you like them extra hoppy.
But that doesn't work for the Steal the Glass ones. Steal the Glass ones are exempt from Hoppy Hour, which is fine. But here's the thing.
Can you order
because you think, you're stealing the glass. That's cool. I get to have this beer and the glass. But they're always, this is the way they work it at Eureka Burger. I don't know of other Steal the Glass nights of other places. But it's $2 more.
Yeah.
It's a $9 beer. It's usually maybe a $7 beer, and it's $9.
Yeah.
So I'm paying for the glass. You're paying for the glass. I'm not stealing it. I'm paying the glass.
And you usually can't get the beer without the steal of the glass.
Right.
Because can I just have a pint? Well, it's on steal of the glass.
And especially,
that's not what I asked.
Yeah.
I asked, can I?
And a lot of times it's just been a pint glass, which I have so many freaking pint glasses. And you don't use those anymore in craft beer. Like it's just frowned upon to use a pint glass.
Shame
so on. It's like, I mean, now it's like, well, what glass is it? Because I'll do it for
a tulip
or something like goblet, something like that. Yeah. But like for just a pint, I'm like, I'm not gonna pay $2 extra so I can get a pint. Like I'll go to Whole Foods and just buy it if I want that pint. Or not Whole Foods, but I mean World Market. Cost Plus.
Yeah.
Cost Plus has all kinds of pints for like $2 and shit. So it's like, I guess it's just the idea of it. Like, it's Steal the Glass Night. It's fun.
Yeah.
Which it is. But it's like, I'm paying for the glass.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 2 years now. We've got all the glass we need.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It does bum me out. I paid $11 one night.
Oh.
For a Firestone Walker.
Ouch.
Especially
it's like this isn't a deal, man.
Yeah,
I didn't want to pay for the glass. And I wanted to get the glass.
This was the day after the steal the glass.
Oh, shit.
So they had beer left over. I was like, right. Oh, sweet. I don't have to steal the glass. Like,
yeah, I can just get the beer.
Yeah,
just that's get the beer. That's a trick, you would think, is like go the next day and you can just get it.
Just get it. But no, they gave me the glass.
They're like, nope, you get to keep we still glass. Got glasses. Oh, I get to keep it for $2 more? Oh, thanks.
Does it come with a free refill?
Yeah. It should.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
When the Perfect Pour has its own craft beer bar, whatever or steal the glass nights.
The kegerator you guys were talking nights. About.
The kegerator?
Doesn't someone have a kegerator?
Yeah. Nick has one, but we don't ever have any kegs around.
Oh, fuck, man. Well, maybe if you have a kegerator, you'd.
You might be
inspired to bring a keg.
Get a keg of plenty for us, but
I don't know about that.
Oh,
well, let's
now the plenty king.
Let's not get crazy.
Taking his word back.
Well, I don't know how they would sell that size without being like some big distributorship.
You just walk in and go, "Do you know who I am?
Hey, I need a keg of this shit." They'll say, "Who are you?" And I'll, shh, 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 shh. Just go get me a keg.
Just go get me it. The keg.
One more word out of you and I'm leaving.
No. Swear to Christ, one more word.
One more word.
I'm leaving.
Looking out for.
Don't make me leave.
Any beers you're looking out for. Have you guys had the Celebration Ale from Sierra yet? It's the holidays.
No, I haven't it's had Christmas. It yet.
I haven't had it yet either.
Yeah.
I usually enjoy it, but I just haven't hit on it yet.
Celebration is a good beer.
Yeah, it's a nice one.
It's always good.
Sierra's better ones. So I've been looking out to get that one. But
yeah.
Beechwood is having an 8-year Beechwood 8 IPA.
Whoa.
8 years for the Seal Beach place that freaking shafted me on no bottles when I went there expecting to get Beechwood bottles and they didn't have any.
Bastards.
Jackasses. Well, now they're getting a special release because they've been there 8 years. Beechwood's making an 8 IPA for 8 years. Wow. And 8 different hops are using in it.
Oh, Lord.
And that's going to be out December 18th.
Watch, it's going to be malty.
There, yeah. Watch. There and at the Long Beach.
It will be.
Brewery, obviously. It will be. So if somebody could get that over here. I've already given up on Citraholic because it's been out and it's gone. Like, that's one of those, it's not going to be around. It's like not going to pop up or something. Everyone's drank there.
Citraholic. 3BZ boys had some.
Yeah, the 3BZ boys. Oh, man. Did you see? They were going out. They have on Untappd. I saw. I was going to talk about this. Start a new Untappd segment, but I'll just talk about it now because it's coming out naturally. But he checked in to. He had 2 growlers.
Yeah.
And then he had 2 bottles of Nelson from Alpine, and then 2 growlers of Duet. On Untappd, he's just showing that off on Untappd. You bastard, Cody. You son of a bitch.
Waving his cock on your...
Yeah, look at me, look at me. Mm. You can never get this, you can never get this. You'll never get this. Bastard.
Damn.
Looking out for more fucking Alpine.
Oh, you mean Green Flash?
Green Flash is Alpine.
It's like Disneyland. Green Flash, brought to you by Alpine.
So anything you're looking out for, Nick?
I am looking out for some motherfucking Goose Island.
Ah, is it, how about Bourbon County Stout?
Bourbon County
Have you Stout. Ever had it?
I have not, no.
I was going to ask you that tonight too, that's weird.
You remember the one bottle we got?
Oh, it broke in transport.
We got a giant case of Growler
Radio.
From Growler Radio, Donnie Fox. And the only motherfucker that broke was
the Bourbon County Stout.
I have not had any variation.
I can't believe that you have not had that.
There's like 12
variants. Mr. Stout guy does not have Bourbon County Stout.
Damn it. So I'm looking out for some Bourbon
County. You hear that, listeners? Can you help Nick out?
Help a brother out, man.
Hook a brother up.
Is there Bell's? Is there something you like never had that you've always wanted to have, the beer wise?
Well,
other than yawning,
he's so bored here. Like, there's no or games.
Or game.
I want to try the Citraholic. Just because of what it is.
Yep. Oh yeah, you tried it. You had an LA contact that was supposed to get it. What happened there?
I never contacted
him. Well, trouble is, I didn't Step contact one. Him.
This is the problem with the contact.
Step he one, pick up phone.
He wasn't contacted.
He was never contacted.
Yep.
Yep. Well, if I ever get one, I might tell you I have
like
it.
Like I said, I've got, I'm hoping to get, you know, at least a six pack from up north, up in Portland.
Nice.
What I really, really would like to, is I'm looking out for, is the Ninkasi Tricera Hops double dry hopped.
Tricera Hops.
Ooh, I didn't know that was a thing.
So there's a special release one. It's nice. A double dry hop Tricera Hops.
Yeah, I know. You're a big Ninkasi guy.
Bell's so. Dropping some knowledge on us.
That nice. Would be something pretty interesting to get my hands on.
Mm.
Wow.
Remember that, so. Listeners.
I don't know.
Bell's needs that.
Did not even hear about that one. Where
so, yeah.
Ninkasi? I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
It's up there it's on there. The beer wall.
Tricera Hops is a rather... Excellent it's a good IPA. One.
It is excellent.
Yeah.
It's like what's weird is Whole Foods in town is like the only place I've really seen it.
Yeah.
Has it been at BevMo?
Yes.
It has?
Like, but then it's like gone. Like it's not like you think, oh, it's just regular there, but then it'll go and then come back and then go. And right now I have not seen the Ninkasi around town at all.
Hmm.
So
yeah.
Just generally looking out for Ninkasi.
Silence.
It's good beer.
Yeah, you got to think about it. All right. Any cheers? Any boys you want to give any cheers to?
Woo woo.
Woo woo.
I was down at Tioga a while ago.
A while ago.
A while ago. Ran into a fella named Jordan.
A nice feller.
Yeah, a nice feller. Named Jordan, he turned me on to mixing.
Jordan's awesome.
Sugar pine, and he's like, "You gotta try it." He calls it Mexican chocolate. let's see. While we're on Untapped,
what are you on Untapped, Nick?
The Nick 80.
Right. I'm Dorktown at Dorktown.
Are you?
Or Dorktown, whatever. It is.
I'm Nossing.
Yeah, you're Nossing.
You get no badges.
I'm you get nihilist. No badges.
You got to get the badges.
He believes in Nossing.
Did you see the catch up on the new badges?
I know I got like, it seemed like a day where there was like IPA freaking king badge or whatever.
Yeah.
Like everybody got it in like 2 days. There was like 2 days of like everybody getting this IPA king badge or whatever.
So they expanded the badges. It used to stop at level 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it stops at now, but they expanded the badge category.
Uh-huh.
And so they grandfathered you in. So wherever you were at. So now I'm like, I topped out at level 10 stout master months ago.
I'm stout master.
And now I'm at like level 49 heavyweight badge. Like they backlogged you all the way.
Yeah.
So you jump from 10 to 50 in 1 day's time. And it's just everyone was badging out like crazy.
Yep.
Let's see. Quasimodo 652 on the Untapped. Jay Martinez, which I think is JVox on the other social media.
Oh, yeah, Jason. Fresnan,
local Fresnan. Damn, he's like above 1,300 beers.
Killing it.
Yeah. I found your Chris Carter San Diego IPA.
Yeah. That Chris Carter guy, this Untapped mystery guy, he is like seems like the most popular Untapped guy ever, and I don't know who he is, why he's so fucking popular, what the deal is. I still have not. I've been noticing like everybody I see on Untapped, I go through their friends list, and he's there. So I'm thinking maybe he's just like this insane Untapped guy. That hasn't checked into a whole lot of beers, but friends everybody. Wow. I don't know. what
somehow
it is.
he's working the system.
Seems like he's friends with everybody on that tab.
Maybe he's like the Tom of MySpace.
Yeah, he is the Tom of Untapped.
Everybody's Tom's friend. Craft Lady 24/7. What else do we got? My Beer Buzz. Danny G 199. And Active Beer Geek. All on tappers.
Active. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to everybody that listens and shares this podcast. We appreciate it. And word of mouth always beats everything. So tell all your craft beer nerds about this podcast. And they'll be like, what? Don't laugh, Bells.
Wow. Bells is laughing at us.
Well, I had something funny popped into my head when you said word to mouth. I was thinking something else to mouth.
All right. Right.
Vagine?
Nope.
A to M?
A to the double crooked hockey sticks.
All right. That's enough beer drinking. We're going to continue drinking beer. I hope you will, too, listening to this. As we fade off into the podcast sunset.
We're going streaking.
Enjoy your holidays. We're going streaking.
Hopefully you're not in line at Walmart listening to this.
We're going streaking in the quad.
Yeah, let's do it. Enjoy your beer drinking. We'll see you next week. Maybe the bearded brewer will be here. Maybe he won't.
Maybe he won't.
I don't know. He's not getting paid this week. No paycheck for him.
No. No blind pig.
No blind pig for him. Yeah, that's right. Post-party beer. Blind pig.
No, Mr. Peter.
Sunburns, play us out of here.